This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Several roads on the western side of Rocky Mountain National Park have reopened after flooding earlier this week. Visitors can access the main roads between Bowen Gulch and the Holsworth Historic Site. The park blames hot weather and rapid snow melt for the floods, which damaged some trails. Part of the Colorado River Trail remains closed due to high runoff. Denver has already run out of popular e-bike rebates. Now the city's climate office also says it's nearing capacity for discounts on home heat pumps. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Think of heat pumps as combination furnaces and air conditioners. They're a key part of Denver's climate strategy because they can be fully powered with renewable electricity. In April, Denver started offering homeowners $9,000 off new heat pumps. After issuing 124 discounts, the city now says its budget is running low and contractors must install new systems by June 24th to qualify. The city will continue to offer discounts on electric car chargers and home battery systems. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado saw a 10% jump in adults with unmet mental illness needs, ranking at 48th in the nation. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund's annual state health care scorecard. Colorado also ranked among the first five states in suicide and alcohol deaths and saw an uptick in drug overdoses. The survey looked at factors like access, affordability, and equity. On the Front Range, it's in the 90s today. This is CPR News and KRCC.